What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is? They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
We're back.
Week two
of being back.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, I really didn't want to come out today, I'm going to be honest.
You've been a piece of shit.
I was like,
it was a coin flip.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fucking good chance he's not coming out today.
Yeah.
Playing Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, playing me Kakarots.
Yeah.
But you were like, nah, it's not about the content, it's just about getting out and doing it. And I was like, all right, you sold me.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I got nothing to fucking talk about. I've got a couple of things, actually.
Right.
Maybe it'll be interesting. Maybe it'll go nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you's our fucking four listeners, if you haven't played Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, get on it. Because it's a fucking good game, mate. It's a fucking real good game. Fucking enjoyed it. I teared up this afternoon.
Watching Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I fucking teared up.
Got a bit emotional, did you?
Oh, man, it's such an emotional show. It's a roller coaster, and it's the only game where it's like you actually just play through the game, like episode for episode.
Mm.
And Dragon Ball Z was a long fucking show.
I see you having nostalgia.
Yeah.
Flashbacks and shit. Yeah,
I just finished the Cell Saga.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know who Cell is, he's a fucking mean cunt. And he kills a bunch of people.
He's only like the start, isn't he?
No, he's...
How long does this game go for in the stretch of it? Like,
fuck. I think I'm up to... Well, I got the Boo Saga next.
Oh, yeah.
Or... Because... All right, we'll fucking go full nerd here. So if you don't like it, fuck off. But, like, there's the Android Saga that starts with Dr. Gero and that little fat fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's like... Android 17 and 18, and then in the middle of that, Cell comes out,
okay.
And he fucking hunts them down.
And that's not how it goes in the show, is it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Because the Android Saga...
I thought the Androids were after Cell.
No, Cell's after the Androids.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Cell. I'm thinking Freezer. So, you just killed Cell.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And Freezer was before that. And that was a fucking long one as well.
Yeah.
In the show, it went, like, I remember I rewatched the show a couple of years ago, and I literally just had to skip, like, 20 episodes.
Oh, mate. It's longer than this bloody quarantine.
So good, mate. So fucking good.
You seen that meme?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, the quarantine meme? How long is the quarantine going to go for? And it's just the shot of Goku and Freezer having a fight.
Yeah, I haven't seen that meme, but yeah. It sounds like a fucking good one,
mate.
That's
a fucking long time.
Yeah.
No, it's a good meme.
Yeah.
I'm all up to date on me memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been staying on top of them.
Yeah, good.
You gotta.
You gotta in this climate.
Do? Yeah.
Fucking I mean, you
king
could,
of the memes.
You could fucking play a lot of League of Legends.
I've been doing a bit of that.
Yeah, I noticed you're level 32, mate.
Am I?
Yep.
I've not been
about time to go pro.
I'm going to go pro. I'm fucking shit.
Oh,
I suck at that game.
Not as much as I do.
Yeah, no, you're pretty fucking dog shit at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's okay.
To the, like, I'm dog shit at it, but I've been watching a lot of fucking YouTube videos on it. And
yeah.
I kind of know what I'm doing. But I'll, like, tell you shit. Like, you
and then
I'll
argue.
This.
And then I'll argue.
Yeah.
Like, I know better.
Yeah. No, I was pushed up.
Because
like,
I'm fucking, I'm stressed out because I'm getting my ass handed to me. And then you're telling me what I should and shouldn't be doing.
I'm the new Commander Coin.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not quite that bad.
It's hard.
You got to get on my level,
they're
mate.
Big pants to fill.
Yeah, you got to start making calls in the moment. And yeah. Then, yeah. Or you do what Jolson does, which is, all right, everyone, pull back, and then he runs in.
Yeah, don't critique Jolson. He can't handle it today.
Can't he?
No. He jumped right down my throat. We're playing a game before this, and he's he was upset.
Yeah.
I upset him greatly.
Yeah,
fuck him. He's a poof.
Yeah. Oh, well,
there's fucking cords and shit going everywhere. Down.
I know. We could We could do some cable management, but
No,
fuck that.
I might have to pack it up. You never know.
Yeah.
We got Brooke coming in next week. We're gonna try and re-record a podcast with her and not fucking leave the mic out.
Did we end up releasing that one?
You look so fat on the monitor.
I know. That's because I am fat.
I was like, I set the camera up and I was like, oh, I hope that's like wide enough to like capture all of you.
It's not.
It's not. I was like, he's gonna lean back a fair bit into his couch because he's lazy. There's no way he's gonna sit up straight.
No, fuck no.
I don't mind. I've got shitty posture. The one with Brooke, yeah, I released it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It was a good podcast. I had a great time. In it. That's right.
That was a good time. It was fun recording it. Just wasn't fun editing it for Tyler.
No,
he had to go through and like try and increase your volume every time you spoke. But like, if we coughed or just like made a little bit of noise, it'd amplify that like tenfold.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was fucked.
Just dog shit.
But we put it out anyway because fuck it. That's what the people
content
want.
Content for the masses.
Yeah, content. We're all about that content.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
So.
They're just fucking arguing the shit out there. What are they carrying on about?
Fucking podcast. Getting fucking political. Oh. Should get them in on the podcast.
Yeah, just get me old boy in and just... Oh, just
be so good.
Be like, so, Muslims. What do you reckon?
Oh, he'd be ruined of fucking anti-China at the moment, wouldn't he?
I have no idea what that is.
Like anti-China propaganda?
Oh, anti-China. Like, yeah. No, I don't think he's anti-China. No,
because he buys half his shit from there.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking Jew.
No, just because they're not brown.
Yeah.
Like, Chinese are like... If you're racist and you need to pick a race to go with to be like, I'm not racist. I like Chinese people. It's like, yeah, but that's like the default.
Yeah.
Patrice has that bit. He's like, in the race wars, like Asians chose white people and Latinos chose black people.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why Robbo's got an Asian bird, I reckon.
And Robbo's the most racist out of our whole group. It doesn't make any sense. I feel like he just plays into it, maybe.
I think so.
He's not actually racist.
No, he just hates Aboriginal people.
Yeah, even though he lived with one for 3 years. Because
he lived with one of them.
Yeah, for 3 years. Granted, the shit he went through, it's like, I'd probably be racist after that too.
But living in Taree, like you go through some shit with Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
I don't hate all of them.
No, that's right. I got bashed by a bunch of Aboriginals.
Yeah. And that was one your
of me,
fault.
One of me scooter. Yeah. Granted, I started swinging first.
The scooter?
So, yeah. No, I didn't swing the scooter at them. I threw the scooter in the bin, and then they were like, where's your scooter? And I was like, fuck you. The smallest one walked forward, and I punched him.
Yeah.
And then they kicked the shit out of me.
They'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out it's not just an Aboriginal thing, but people don't like being punched.
That and if there's a group of them and you punch one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Probably didn't think it through. Yeah, so that's me story. my friend just bought 2 crocodiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I was hanging a poo before. I was on Facebook. I was like, I got to get some fucking content because that's why I wasn't going to come out today.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I got no fucking content. You're like, neither do I. I'm like, well, fuck, what are we going to talk about? And, so she puts this photo.
She bought the crocodiles.
Yeah.
I instantly thought it was a dude.
Yeah.
Dudes are dumb.
Yeah.
And would buy something like a fucking crocodile, but this bitch has been watching too much fucking animal, whatever. What is it, Joe Exotic?
Yeah, fucking Tiger King.
Tiger King, yeah. I'll be the fucking crocodile king.
Yeah.
Queen, whatever.
Yeah. And, so she's got 2 little fucking crocodiles, probably like that. That long?
At the moment.
And they're saltwater crocodiles.
Yeah.
As well. And so I'm like...
What, she got a giant saltwater pool?
They're in a fish tank at the moment.
Okay.
Which won't be forever for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And it's like... From what I could gather
That's
in there...
That's a pretty big fucking fish tank though.
Yeah.
If they're that long already. Like, my biggest fish in my fish tank is probably about yay long. And like it's a ghost knife, so it just hangs out in a tube all the time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need a huge tank. But like 2 crocodiles.
Yeah.
How big's the fucking tank? Like,
I don't know. I'll show you photos later. But
sweet. Can't wait.
I'm just like, that's such an impractical thing. Like, you, two crocodiles.
Yeah.
Like, even one. Even one's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's a prehistoric killing machine. And you're keeping it in a fucking fish tank.
Yeah.
In your house.
How'd you get this crocodile?
You can just fucking buy them.
Oh, can you?
She's up in the NT.
Oh, so if you got like a
license, a, yeah.
Yeah, you like that reptile license.
Yeah.
That all the cool kids had.
Yeah.
Back in fucking primary school. Oh, keep lizards. Yeah, got a reptile license.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you remember that? Was that a thing? Like,
I think so.
Only the cool kids had like a reptile license. They're like, yeah, got a snake.
I feel like people who have reptile licenses should also have lava lamps.
They're all drug dealers.
Mm.
Or are into drugs. I don't know anyone with a reptile license that doesn't associate with drug use.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that I know that's dealt drugs, like, has the capacity for that. And a lot of them did have snakes.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm a drug dealer. I've got to have a snake.
We used to have a snake in, there was a section in our unit called MCS.
Mm.
So it's like where you do all, like, the admin for aircraft. And they just had a snake there.
Yeah.
And they'd had a snake for years and years. Someone had posted in, he's like, oh, I'm just going to keep me fucking snake here. And it wasn't even in like a proper enclosure.
Yeah.
It was just a cupboard with glass. With glass. It was like a little fucking, it was a python.
Yeah.
And like, I remember walking in, there's just a fucking snake there. And I'm like, huh, that's,
what's with that's the snake? Weird.
And there was a turtle also in a fish tank.
Yeah.
And that thing was fucking insane because, like, every time you'd, like, go near the tank, it'd just, like, get real, real fucking close and excited because it thought it was getting fed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Sorry, man. I don't have any food for you.
Yeah, I know. I always felt bad. That's, I always say I like turtles. And people are like, you should get a pet turtle. I'm like, no. I'm like, I like them. Why would I want to?
Yeah.
Like, I already keep two dogs in a backyard that's too small for them. Like, I'm not going to fucking keep a wild animal.
And they're fucking expensive enough to feed.
Yeah.
And now this bitch has got two crocodiles to feed. How are you going to keep up with that?
I don't know. Like,
she's going to be buying bulk chicken carcasses. Like, maybe she could, like, team up with fucking Powerfish. All those chickens that he fucking uses for his videos. Like, we can't, when you're done with them.
Yeah. Just fucking post it up to.
Just throw them my way.
Yeah. You don't even need to send it in special packaging because crocodiles eat rotten meat. Like, that's what they do. But you. How long does it. I don't know how long it takes a crocodile to grow. But she's saying, like, oh, we're rural as well. So we can keep it forever.
Why do you want one?
That's.
There can't be any benefit. It's not like you can pat the cunt.
No.
Do you have kids?
No.
Oh, fuck. No. I was like, I hope one of them gets eaten by this crocodile. Like, that would be so funny.
How much is, like, and I was just thinking maybe you could sell it for the meat and the leather, but they've got farms up there for that shit anyway, so.
Yeah, but, like, investment-wise, that's terrible. Like,
oh, I know.
The amount that you have to feed it to get, like, to be able to skin it and sell it.
Yeah.
Would be way more.
Oh, I know. Not to mention it could also eat you.
Yeah.
Like, you could just, like, zig when you should have zagged one day and it's fucking got you.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that crazy cunt? He's up there fucking in waist-deep water in the mangroves.
Northern Territory. Yeah.
Fishing.
Yeah.
And he got bitten, like a crocodile just come
up
behind
him.
Yeah, fucking got him. And the police are like describing it and they're like, so he was in waist-deep water and the crocodile came up behind him and grabbed him on the leg and for some reason let go. Like,
oh, really?
Like fully, like, yeah, this happens a few times a year and everyone dies. And for whatever reason, the crocodile's like, nah, fuck it,
not
I can't
this
be bothered.
Guy.
Like, I can't be bothered death rolling for 20 seconds and killing this meat packet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because crocodiles would eat people, wouldn't they?
100%. Yeah. They do if every, like, there's a couple people a year that get eaten.
Because Shaz is all, like, with the sharks, she's like, oh, they don't actually eat people, so that makes them all right.
Mm.
And, like, she comes home from work yesterday and she's got a bite on her finger. She's like, oh, yeah, one of the zebra sharks bit me. It's only, like, a little shark.
Yeah.
So it just, like, nipped on a finger and bled a bit. But I'm like, yeah, but if that thing was, like, a fucking 3 meter shark.
Yeah.
Giant fucking white pointer while you're out surfing and it just bites you.
Yeah.
It's not trying to eat you, yeah, but it's going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why people are scared of them.
Yeah, that's...
Like, oh, they're our friends. Like, no, they're not.
They're not,
even
no.
The little ones that you pat every day, they'll still fucking bite you.
If you're, like, the only bit of food they've got, they'll fucking eat you.
Yeah, maybe. If they were hungry enough. I don't know. Apparently, they don't like the taste of some shit, but...
Humans don't like the taste of other humans.
Yeah, until they get hungry enough.
Yeah. There's plenty of stories where people have crashed into the side of mountains and fucking ate the pilot.
Yeah.
So... And that'd be the first person you eat.
You'd be the first person to go, I reckon.
No, I'd be the last because I've got so much meat on me. Like, you'd be, like, literally starving to death. You'd be looking at me like a tasty bit of meat.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I got plenty of energy, motherfucker. Like, let's do this. You want to start gnawing on my calf?
Yeah, true. It'd be like the fucking, the platform again.
Yeah.
But I'd have to tie you up in the night and be like,
yeah.
I know you're fat, man. I know you've got heaps of energy and I'm weak.
Yeah.
And brittle, so it's going to take a little chunk.
Oh, man.
Not going to kill you, just a chunk.
Yeah, yeah. You just... That's fucked, that scene.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, I'm just going to start eating you slowly. He's like, it's okay. I'll feed you too. Like, can you imagine eating yourself?
Yeah. No, that would not be good.
Yeah.
Is that like, could you survive doing that? I wonder.
If you didn't bleed to death, yeah.
Yeah. It's eating your own flesh.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That movie's whack.
Yeah.
And shitty ending. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, fuck it.
It is lockdown. I mean, it's not like we're up, like, we're not really doing much.
I'm up till like 2 a.m. watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Just this shitty series called Animal Kingdom about, like, some young
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that too.
Not Tiger King.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom's about fucking drug dealers and... Oh, they're not drug dealers. They're like... They do heists.
Yeah, I know.
And it's the shittiest show.
It's terrible.
It fucking sucks. And I can't stop watching it. I'm like, this is garbage.
I know.
It's shitty acting. It's got that fuckwit out of Peaky Blinders in it. He's like the young fella.
Yeah, and it's also like a whole bunch of like incesty undertones.
With
with the mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whack, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the brother's fucking... The brother's sister.
Yeah, and then he's fucking her. It's like, it's super incest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of like Game of Thrones, but white trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, like... Yeah, it's... I started watching it as well. I think I got up to the second season, and I started watching the third, and I was like... No.
I'm watching the third and I'm like, they're just going to keep adding characters. Like, this shit's not going to end. It's going to be like Lost. It's just going to keep going until...
Well, they'll keep adding characters for the crazy brother to murder.
Yeah.
I think that's the way they're going.
Maybe. I like that guy.
How fucking hot is that chick, the one who ODs and the dude leaves her to die?
Mm, yeah.
She gets her fucking titties out.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good for that shit.
She gets him... Man,
but fucking,
there's a scene. Have you seen the scene where he fucks her in the freezer?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you gotta be confident to do that.
Yeah. Like, you whip it out, it's just fucking shrivels up.
Yeah, yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Come back.
Like, are you doing it in like a standing position as well? So the angle's already not great for penetration.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got a fat gut, so you just be like...
Oh, man, I'd have to lift it up.
I'd be like, is it there?
But I'd do it, because she's a hot chick.
Has it shrunk?
Yeah.
I really wanted to fuck one of the chicks that I work with in the freezer when I used to work at the supermarket. I thought that'd be hot.
Yeah. But now you think about it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it'd go well. But it's like the only place... where there's no cameras in like a supermarket is the back freezer.
Yeah.
They don't, the place I worked, I don't know if Woolworths has got a policy of. I used to eat so much fucking, like, I had like this yogurt sauce out the back there. It was just like, because you'd have like tubs of yogurt, and like the flavoring sauces that went with it was just like passion fruit or strawberry or something. And I'd just fucking go back and just be like, just sugar. Get fucking loaded up on it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, time to clean.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, the cool kids in my year are doing like meth. Pingers.
Yeah.
And I'm just eating yogurt sauce and fucking cooking chickens.
Yeah, fucking earning a good wicket for it too. $6 an hour.
Yeah. I was on like 14.
Towards the end of high school, you would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember when I first started, I was on like 6:30 an hour. Like 14 years old, working at the corner store.
It's fucked, eh?
So shit. And they, fuck, man, they used to work me. Old Mari, Jim and Mari. Lovely people, but...
Didn't the old boy used to pay us like $5 an hour to like rake leaves and shit at the caravan park?
Yeah.
Fucking
And then I used to like immediately go home and buy fish and chips on the way home. I wasn't even fat back then.
Yeah.
I was fucking buff. It was fucking
it really dumb. Was like a, I don't know, like a premonition of like how you're going to be in the future. Like your password was like, I love chippies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was always like a fat.
You knew.
I've always been a fat kid.
You knew you were going to be a fat cunt.
Yeah.
Later on in life.
Yeah. I suppose we'll get into that. Me fucking first week of me.
Your diet.
My diet.
Yeah.
Been pretty good. To be honest, I'd say four of the days have been pretty healthy meals.
Yeah.
So you That's can't just good. Go cold turkey on the fucking...
On the carbs.
Especially when you're smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, finished Friday and I was like, oh fuck, I just need to get stoned right now.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good though. I didn't go too deep.
If you smoke more weed to the point that you can't afford food... Like I did, then you get really skinny. When you can't afford meals and you're like, what do?
You just...
Weed or meal?
Yeah.
I will have a cone.
I'd 100% choose the cone as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in a bad spot then.
Yeah. Well, only because I'm like, I can go without a meal.
Yeah, true.
When I was doing my last job before this, there was 100% days where like, when I was like in the depth of my depression, I went like 3 days without eating. I was like, if I don't lose a fuckload of weight because of this, there's no saving me. Probably didn't even lose any more weight. My body just went into fucking, fat storage mode. Just made it harder to lose weight, probably.
Oh, the medications that you're on probably don't help either, do they?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it.
I just eat them.
Yeah.
They make me happy.
Yeah. I've been like slowly weaning myself off them as well. Yeah. So.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Slowly getting crazier.
I know.
What did you fucking write on Garling's thing about it? It was like, oh, I'm like filming a thing in my lounge room. And you're like, that's a really nice lounge room you have. Yeah. That is the creepiest stalker shit I've ever seen.
I just like commenting on like people's backgrounds. Like, I'll see, like, a hot chick.
Don't do that.
No. I will. I'll continue to do that. Okay.
I'm just going
to
keep behaving how I am.
Also, there's a fucking really nice-looking lounge room, because it was. You see,
you can barely see the lounge room.
You definitely could.
The amount of attention that you put into looking at his lounge room is concerning.
Maybe. I wasn't trying to find out where he lives. I was just like, that's a nice lounge. I like what they've done with the coffee table.
Could you even see any of that shit?
Yeah, just. If you look really, really hard.
Oh, fuck off. We can bring it up too. I can bring it up on that screen. Mm. Look at how much of a psychopath you are.
Yeah, but like I'll go on like hot chicks Facebook pages and that'll be I'll just be like, oh man, that looks like really like a nice boat.
Yeah.
Just in the background. Am I?
Yeah, because you're... Not commenting on them or their appearance, which is what they want. You're commenting on the background.
I just thought I was being funny.
You can't even see a coffee table in that.
I can't see.
You're full of shit.
What did I write? What was the exact wording of it?
That's a lovely living room you have there with an exclamation mark.
Ah.
You fucking weirdo.
I was shitting. All right.
You were shitting. Yeah. Like, no excuse. He's never going to have you on the podcast now. He's like, can I come over to your house? and leave creepy comments about it? Or could I do your podcast?
He's like, no, I've got a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't have you around here.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I thought of a bit when you turned up too.
What was it?
When I was making the coffee, I walked into the pantry and I just fucking forgot what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone's had that. But, like, if you did that on stage and you just be like, oh, has anyone ever had the thing happen where you're like, you go to do something and then you forget and then just sort of fucking forget where I'm going with it on stage and just be like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
And then just keep it in the back pocket in case I actually forget where I'm going on the stage. Just whip that one out.
That's cool.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe actually turn it into a proper bit. I don't know.
Maybe the punchline could be, and then your mum is like, why are you in the kitchen with no pants on? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like...
Or do it as like a... So the other day I was like, something that's really like hard to forget what you're doing.
Mm.
Like I was fucking my girlfriend. Yeah. How did you forget what you were doing in the middle of it? I don't know. TV was happens. On. Yeah. It's an exciting scene. There's a lot of plot development.
It was the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones was playing.
I got soft. She got angry.
Oh, man. Have you ever gotten head in a cinema before?
No. Can't say I have.
I have. And it's not a good idea because turns out they've got cameras.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, they've got cameras.
Oh, okay.
It was only like the two of us in the cinema.
Yeah.
And she started doing it. And then we walked out. And then I was like, oh, fuck, there's cameras in there.
Yeah, so?
I was like, oh, well, they didn't call the police.
Who cares? When are they going to call the police? About what? It's not really like...
It's public indecency.
Yeah, but there's no one there.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
You're like, they recorded me without my consent. If you just had an ass, I wouldn't let you keep the video.
It's not a fucking change room or a toilet.
It is if you're the only one in there and you think that you're the only
you
one.
You can't
there.
Just treat a random place. You're like, oh, I'm alone. I'm just going to get naked now. Start trying on clothes I don't own.
Don't tell me how to live my life. No one's looking. Fuck it.
Yeah. You're probably right. It's just like, oh, man. Someone definitely might have seen that, though.
100%. And there's definitely someone, like, especially after the shootings and shit, there'd definitely be cameras in there, in cinemas.
Yeah.
There's definitely someone that, like, waits until, like, oh, this one's an empty one. It's just a couple going in.
Yeah.
12 o'clock on a fucking Thursday.
Yeah.
They're like, just fucking.
You're fucking spot on there, too. It was just like the middle of the day and a weekday. Yeah.
They're just like, oh, this is the one. They're just fishing for them.
I'm trying to remember the movie it was. It was a really good movie. It was such a good movie that I was kind of like, I'm trying to watch the movie.
While you're getting in.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It was, fuck, what was it? Oh, I don't remember now. Fuck.
Saving Private Ryan.
No, I was like 8 years old when that came out. Fuck, that would be funny.
And I was getting my dick sucked.
Yeah, I was 8 years old at the movies, watching an R-rated movie, and I got my dick sucked.
Fuck, man, you had an interesting childhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your mum listened to the episode about you being molested.
Yeah, she did. She knew, she knew who it was.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Have we talked about it on the podcast, though?
Yeah.
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
Fuck.
She goes to me the other night, she's like, I'm learning a lot from listening to the podcast. I'm like, fuck. Fair enough. Don't be upset because you listen to it.
Oh, man. My mum's also listened to it. I think she's only listened to the highlights. Thank fuck, because that episode where you got your dick sucked was just like...
Is your mum going to care that I got my dick sucked?
Your penis comes up a lot on this podcast. I don't know why.
It comes
up. She mentions it quite a bit. She was talking about the penis enlargement thing.
Oh,
and she's like, that fucking bit where you're like, oh, yeah, I should have made it shaped after my own dick. So when you fucked your wife with it.
Yeah.
Just talking about that. Like, oh, God.
Did you think it was a good bit?
She did. Oh, she fucking laughed. Yeah.
That's good.
It was a good bit. It was a great bit.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Was it a good bit?
Yeah.
I might do it on stage.
Yeah. There's definitely something there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to write a bit about, I've got a premise. Obviously, my dad's dead. And that's real sad.
Well, not obviously. If you're a new listener.
Maybe you don't know. my dad died. It was a whole thing. Pretty significant moment in my life.
Mm.
But I'm trying to write this bit where people like complain about their dads, like getting caught like, oh, yeah. Like something real fucked up that they call their dad doing.
Mm.
It's like, oh, yeah, I caught my dad like jerking off or something. It's like, oh, man, I'd give anything to catch my dad jerking off.
Yeah.
Like, if you could bring my dad like back right now. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'd jerk my dad off right now if you could bring him back to life. If that's all I got to do, like a fucking awkward 20 minutes, but he's alive again. Like,
He's your daddy. He's not going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like father, yeah. Like son.
Yeah. Fuck.
I know, because I fucked your dad. He comes real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. man. Yeah. So I'm trying to write that bit, and I'm like, I feel like it's such an obvious premise, though. I'm not sure if someone's already thought of it yet.
Yeah, fuck it. Just do it. Yeah. And if someone else has done it, then they'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting like with bits. I'm just like, I had this idea. I'm going to fucking do it. If someone... I'd try so hard not to be a fucking hack that steals shit.
Yeah.
But like chances are one day it's going to happen and you're not going to realize that you even fucking did it because it's just in your subconscious.
Yeah.
Unless someone calls you out and goes like, hey... Just letting you know, like if I've ever done that, like I'd like people to be able to say that so that I can go like, oh yeah, it is fucking very similar to that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, now I've got to trash it.
Yeah.
Do it again. I was trying to come up with another joke about like I feel like I should be a drug counsellor, not like they get fucking weird cunts to be drug counsellors that like haven't done drugs ever.
Yeah.
Like you should have to have a resume of the drugs that you've done. To be a drug counsellor,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, I've done like ayahuasca, DMT, LSD, yeah. Shrooms, meth.
I feel like if you've done like all of those, you'd probably be a proponent for them more than like a counsellor.
Yeah.
Telling people not to do it.
Oh, maybe. Depends. I'm like all for drugs. I just think that like you should be cautious. But
yeah.
I think I'd make a good drug counsellor because I'm not someone that's never fucking done drugs.
Yeah.
But, no, there was like some Stanhope bit that's like if you're in high school and you're doing drugs, like they say that drugs are going to ruin your life. But who's better to do drugs than high school kids? Because like, what are they going to fuck up? Like they've got no responsibilities and shit. So there's like that premise side of it. And I'm like, all right, that's over there. I want to go over here with it on like a different way. But I'm not just thinking of that premise because he fucking did that bit. Like I had my own train of thought to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and then I've realized, I'm like, fuck, that's really similar to that. I've got to go like further over this way. Like,
yeah.
Write it differently.
Yeah. Well, Tom Segura and I think Stanhope have the same bit on the word retard.
Yeah.
Like they're fucking pretty much.
Stanhope's been listening to the Netflix like comedy specials lately. Yeah. And he noted that.
Yeah.
He was talking about it.
Yeah. But his is...
And like, Louis CK did too on his newest one.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's talking about the word retard.
Yeah.
And the Boston accent, retarded.
Yeah. So, but it's such a, like, you know Tom Segura is not going to fucking steal a joke off one of his friends.
No.
And it's like, oh, well, I like Stanhope's bit better than...
Yeah, that's what Ralphie was saying. Ralphie May was saying, like, people are going to have similar bits. As long as yours is the best version of it, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Like, You just have to have the best one.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the best one, don't fucking do the bit. Because what's the point in doing it if you go, oh, that person's done it better than me?
That's right.
You're just kicking shit uphill then.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
I'm not saying Carlos Mencia it and try and remix it and make it better. Because that's fucking retarded too.
Yep.
Because he never did. He was a shit comedian.
You just sit front row and make notes.
Yeah.
In front of them.
Fucking awful.
Oh, man. You'd want to kick the shit out of him. Like.
Yeah.
How did he not get bashed? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, even Bobby Lee, like, he didn't want to say anything on camera about it, about bits getting stolen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wouldn't want to. Like,
yeah.
I can see that side of the thing too. You don't want to stir shit.
Yeah. Well, especially if, like, can you imagine, like, just Newcastle in general? There's been comics in the past that have had run-ins and then they just stop doing comedy because it's only the same group of people who do it everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And if they all fucking hated you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Everyone hates you.
Yeah.
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 Like, you turn reason up, one, not to be a cunt.
Yeah.
If you're going to start doing stand-up. Yeah. Don't be a fuckwit to the other people who do stand-up.
Yeah, be nice.
Side note, if I've been a fuckwit to anyone who does stand-up, I apologise. I'm not trying to be a cunt. It's just who I am.
Yeah. I get roasted too much to ever, like, for people to ever sort of come back at me and be like, hey, man, you're a real dick. What?
The shit you've said to me. You
fucking, I probably cop it. Oh, I'd say if there's a circle of us, I'm usually 60% of the time the one copping the butt of jokes. But that's because I'm the one inviting them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very self-derogatory just in general because I'm not very good at insulting other people.
Yeah, and that's like you're part of the group then. If you're like, if people are hanging shit on you, it means that they're comfortable enough with you to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll just say it behind your back.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that that was happening too. So I'm like, at least they're saying it to my face now. Oh, which
everyone's,
is all right.
Everyone gets shit said about them behind their back.
Yeah.
No one is fucking immune to that.
Oh, I know. I know.
And then, then you take acid and then. When you hear it all.
Yeah.
Paranoia. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Because the walls, like, they store the conversations.
Yeah,
and then when you take acid, it comes back out of the walls.
Not quite.
Yeah, I fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I remember having that moment when I was studying down in Sydney. I just, like, was smoking way too much weed, and then I just got, like, super paranoid. And then I just had this really bad high one day. I was just like, everyone thinks I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Everyone here thinks I'm fucking retarded because I am.
Yeah.
It was fucked. It was a bad feeling. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But it changes the way you act in the future.
Nah, it didn't.
Didn't it?
Nah. Still a fuckwit. But then I, like, tried to cut my own hair or some shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I look like a fucking idiot. Then I look like even more of an idiot because I tried to cut my own hair.
Yeah, you went fucking full Britney Spears.
Yeah.
When she had her fucking meltdown. Oh, man. What is it with women and, like, having meltdowns and then shaving their head?
Yeah, shave your pussies if you're going to have a meltdown.
Shave your pussies. Go get some sweet dick.
Yeah. Funny. And take photos of that and put it on Instagram if you happen to meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a meltdown. Shave my pussy. Look.
Yeah, look at this.
Or I dyed my hair crazy colours.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my tuft. I got a red and white tuft.
They sell their pubic hairs to, like, the Pubic Hair Foundation for women who can't grow pubic hair.
I do want to do that bit on fucking, girls not shaving. And I reckon you could do it, actually, because it's like you don't mow your fucking lawn.
No fucking way.
So, yeah, you actually don't mow your lawn. You could come up with a bit about that.
Yeah.
About how, like, girls aren't shaving their pussies. Well, fuck, I'm not fucking mowing my lawn.
Yeah.
Fuck society's expectations.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah. That is a great premise.
Yeah.
And it works because I don't mow my lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Then you've got to actually write. Who does that? Not me.
I know.
I was like, when this quarantine thing started, I was like, I'm going to fucking knuckle down and write a bunch because I've got nothing to do. And I've just been playing video games every fucking day.
Yeah. It's, Jesus Christ. So I was actually listening to Joe Rogan on the way out here, and he's got an author on. And whenever he like talks about like just sitting down and writing, makes you feel like such a piece of shit.
Because you haven't been doing it.
Yeah, because I haven't been doing it. Or I haven't been writing comedy. I've been writing other shit.
I just write down like premises and shit, but I don't actually write on them. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then I never do it. So that book's like full of that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to put the time in and fucking actually turn it into a joke, dickhead, if you're going to get on stage. You can't just be like...
That's right.
Here's a funny thought I had.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't wait to start doing comedy again.
I don't... I was like excited for it, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I haven't fucking wrote anything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go back and just get up and just do my old shit.
Well, yeah.
I have like a new 5 minutes by the time this fucking bullshit ends.
Yeah, it's still, we've still got plenty of time, mate.
Yeah, I keep telling myself that, but I fucking haven't done anything about it.
Well, I feel like I've only written two jokes, so.
I've written none.
Yeah.
Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
That's some wild thoughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, no jokes.
Man. I fucking came up with a bit the other day when I was pissing, and I was like, oh, that's a good bit. Write that down, and then you don't.
And it's like, it's one of those ones you get that just comes out of the fucking blue, and it's like prepackaged joke ready to go. You're like, I could do that on stage. Like, that's fucking brilliant. And then you're like, that's so brilliant, I won't forget that. And then you do. Like, I guess it wasn't that fucking brilliant then. I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, man. The only thing worse than that is having one of those prepackaged fucking jokes that comes out of the ether, and you're like, oh, that is fucking brilliant. And then you go on the podcast and you read it and they're like, that is fucking terrible. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Oh,
whoops.
You need that too, though.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get on stage and do that.
Oh, and then be like, I know. Oh. I know.
I thought that was good when I was in the shower.
Yeah.
And I had to cut my shower short to write it down so I didn't forget. And it got nothing.
Oh. Yeah. The first, like... And it's going to be like straight back. Everyone's going to be super excited and everyone's going to bomb their dick off because we haven't done comedy in months.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all going to be like, I know I'll be like stumbling on my words and stuff. I'm going to have to go back to like my fucking psycho days where I was just like spending hours in the car driving to and from site and just doing my set. Well, I was just getting to the
point where like I wasn't sick before I went on stage.
Yeah.
Now I reckon I'm just going to be throwing up again.
Yeah.
That's fucked. I hate that.
That fucking, man. You it's were bullshit. Like nearly there. You were there.
Most of the time, yeah. Like, I found out a trick that I don't know if anyone else is listening that suffers from stage fright. Blow your nose.
Really?
If you're going to throw up and you force yourself to blow your nose, I know there's a bunch of other things you can do, like bite your thumbs or all that horse shit doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Tried it all. But blowing my nose, for some reason, I can't spew and blow my nose at the same time. So it, like, overwrites my brain.
Yeah.
So if you see me at the front, like, blowing my nose, you're like, oh, I can't try not to spew.
Yeah.
Not all the time. Sometimes I just got a runny nose because I'm a snotty boy.
Yeah.
That's how I figured it out. Because I was mid-fucking trying, like, going to spew, but I'm like, oh, my nose is fucking running. Blew my nose and it went away.
Yeah. That fucking feeling, the rock in your stomach you get, and I'm like...
It's heartburn.
That's all that KFC you ate, fatty. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the worst feeling, and I'm like, I'm so glad I don't get that going on. Like, I do, but not for long, if at all.
Oh, this chair sucks.
Yeah. This lounge is so fucking comfy, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Fuck you. I'll swap them next time.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, like, but I think that's because I put it down to martial arts, like when I was doing kickboxing and sparring.
Yeah.
Like, that feeling, that fear is like
real fear. Oh, before you can have a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really worried about that. I've never really had like a proper fight.
Yeah.
Like, in like doing martial arts or anything, but like competition wise, like if I know it's competitive, I think from go-karting for so long, like since I was seven, was like, ah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you've practiced enough, you're like, oh, I know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
Which that was another thing. It's like preparation. If I was well prepared for what I was going to go on and say, like, not get as sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just knowing, like, oh, it's cool. You know your bits. Just go do them.
Or even just, I also, like, always resign myself to the fact that this could go absolutely terrible. Like,
yeah,
just literally just silence the whole way through. And that's okay as well.
Yeah, because you're still going to read off your bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I would always freak out starting when I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's bad.
I literally don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I haven't practiced or rehearsed or done anything today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get up there and just fucking be stuck. Like, I don't want to just be standing there with a fucking thumb up my ass going, what was I going to say?
Oh, yeah.
What was the next bit?
I'll do that so much, man. Like, I've... The amount of times I'll get up and I'll do like my first, second, and then like moving on to my third and fourth bits, and I just forget them.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to fucking rehearse more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just have that list of like the fucking... I like some people write it on their hand, but I try not to. It's like if you, it's at the point where you can write down the names of the bits on your hand, just fucking remember that list. It's like six or seven things. You're doing 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, I know. It's
probably not even six or seven. It's probably like... three or four or five topics that you want to talk about, just fucking do that. And if you like miss a tiny bit of it, like fucking do it next time.
Well, it turns into a crutch too.
Yeah.
Like big time. I found that even when I didn't need to, I'd like refer to my list.
Yeah. And it fucks you up because like sometimes it wants to go that way and you're like forcing it to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
You like just let it fucking go and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
Might be fucking terrible. Most of the time it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
If suppose if you're actually working on maybe like a proper set where you're like, it needs to be in this exact order and I want it in this exact
order. That's how I do it. But like,
yeah,
a lot of the times I will like forget certain taglines or parts or some shit. Mm. And then I have to think on my feet like while I'm doing the next bit.
Yeah.
To like bring it back. Like if I have a callback or something and I miss like the plant of it in the first part.
Yeah.
And then I like have to come back to them like, oh fuck, I forgot that line which calls back to here. Like now what do I do?
Yeah. I've seen bits where you've done a tagline but you haven't done the setup for it on stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
this isn't gonna work. But then sometimes it works and you're like, oh, I thought it needed that to work, and you're like, oh
yeah,
it can fucking stand on its own. Or maybe it can't.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then you go, oh, shit, I will not forget that line next time. Yeah.
Where, it's a pity we don't have as many shows every week where you can experiment like that.
Mm.
Like, before COVID, we were actually getting to the point where we had two or three shows in a week where we could probably start experimenting like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like, people say, like, I don't have... anything planned or anything before I go on stage. But, like, yes, you have bits that you do.
Mm.
You just don't know what order that they're going to come out. And like, you've been doing it long enough that you can sort of just go with the flow and hit them with whatever bit
you're
going to have next. But you have to be doing it for, like, at least a year or if not two, I feel, before you can really start playing around with that.
Yeah.
I was talking to Luke about it. And he's like, I don't fucking plan anything before I go on stage.
Mm.
Like... yeah, that's because she's good at it. You're fucking doing it for ages.
Yeah. The only thing he really plans is, like, what he's going to stay, like, say to, like, reference the last dude who got on stage. Like, you always make a joke about the last act.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I wish I could do that. I'm just no good at it.
It's just roasting people.
Yeah, which I'm no good at, obviously.
Because you go too hard on it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so that last nigga. Hey,
that.
We got there. We finally dropped an N-bomb.
Oh, wow. Man, it took us a while.
It was funny, too.
Yeah, it was good.
In context. Yeah, see? I'm an old-timey racist. Yeah. I can get away with it. It's not Ethan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're
it's
playing old-timey a
man.
Yeah, you're playing a character. You didn't say it. Old-timey
man. I'm going
man.
To go home and beat my wife after this. Yes.
Fucking, that's Robbo's favourite saying. Fucking Sean Connery.
Sean. Yes. Yes.
You'll give them the
sometimes
last word.
Sometimes you give them the last word.
And it's still not enough.
It's not enough. And then I think it's okay to slap them.
Fuck.
Jesus, Sean.
Yeah. That was like...
He's just so brutal about it, too.
I know.
You could tell, like, she kind of had a little bit of, like, oh, I want to fuck him in that interview.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn. It's like the last of the real men.
Yeah.
Is right here.
Yeah.
That's the last real dick you're going to get.
It's like, those are big balls and they're full of cum.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he, fuck, he went away after that, like...
Yeah.
Like, that happened in the 90s, and they tried to call him out in the 90s, but it never worked.
Yeah, the movement wasn't strong enough
yet. Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
They're like, yeah, sometimes they do that, don't they?
Yeah. Even the woman who was calling him out on it, I remember, is just like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm Sean Connery. And she's like... Yeah, I guess so.
Chatty bitch. What's that quote from? Chatty bitch.
Fuck,
I know it's Sean Connery. I can't remember what it's from.
I don't remember.
Fuck, that's why we need a guest on that knows Sean Connery.
Yeah.
If you know lots of Sean Connery, you know where that quote comes from, please hit me up.
Yeah. Fucking. Tell you who I haven't heard a lot of lately, Billy Connolly. Where did that cunt go?
I don't know.
He did those fucking...
UK?
Yeah. I don't know. He did those fucking...
Hang on, I'll just call him up. What are you asking?
Billy. Yeah, it was just like, I always, for whatever reason, I always think of those two people in the same vein, even though they're not anything alike.
Because their last name's Connery. Connolly.
You're right, that is the connection.
Yeah.
I was too dumb to even fucking figure it out myself.
Wow. Jesus, that is dense.
Yeah.
It's denser than your little cake, mate.
Yeah.
That little bit of
cake
cake
was good.
That was a good bit of cake, mate.
Fucking
I love
mummy.
That Arnie Donna video taking cake home after a party.
Yeah.
Fuck, it gets wild.
Fuck, those cunts are funny.
Yeah.
They're like, they make me wish I'd have, you know, been poor for most of my life to get successful.
But
on
you
the
have
internet.
Been. You just haven't. Just need the internet success, mate.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you talk to them, they're like, they'd be like, we're not doing as well as you think.
Probably not, no.
Like, we're just getting by.
Yeah. They've got nice houses.
Yeah,
it's something I'd fucking noticed.
Yeah.
Like, that is a nice
studio
apartment.
Is it their houses? Are they renting?
So.
They're probably renting.
They're probably renting. It's still nice rentals.
Yeah, or they just hire a location to go shoot at.
No, no, I've seen the same one a few times. I think it's old mate's house, one of the threes.
Yeah,
because they did the cake video, and I noticed when they do their dinner videos.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That was like Filthy Frank and that crew were like
yeah.
from the same houses in Queensland and
yeah.
shit. They had their own houses that I would say that they were renting.
Yeah.
I don't know. They fucking made heaps of money, though.
Yeah.
Back when YouTube was decent.
Yeah, used to hand it all over.
Yeah. That was fucking insane.
What about fucking Filthy Frank now? He's like a pro, like he was on
yeah,
SNL.
Joji.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And it's insane how many people don't know who Filthy Frank is.
Yeah.
Who know who Joji is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they have to like bury
and they,
it.
They would have seen Pink Guy. I think everyone who's been on the internet has seen Pink Guy.
Maybe.
At least one.
But they
in,
don't even know who
form.
That is. Really?
Yeah.
They just go, oh, it's that dude.
Yeah.
They might not make that connection, but just the shit he used to fucking do. Or like Max Mofo and fucking iDubbbz and shit used
yeah.
to make those fucking crazy videos.
Yeah.
It's
just
Pink
Guy running into a fucking store and just like fucking having a fit in the middle of the aisle.
He had to stop doing it because he was having seizures.
Yeah, he's like he's fucking his back up too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh man, the golden days of the internet.
Can I have any palsy balls? But the palsy. Yeah. Fucking Jaden used to make up like, you know, he'd do like parodies for songs, just stupid shit while you're working.
Yeah.
He'd make every song. Give me the palsy balls.
Yeah.
Like whatever beat
was
going down. Yeah. He'd just like override it with like, give me the palsy balls. No matter what song, you can do it with everything.
Yeah.
Like you can literally do it with every song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lyrical genius.
No, he's not. He's using the same lyrics in every song. He's just got to match to the beat.
Yeah.
But it's always funny when you do it.
Yeah. It's like me. I make every song about jerking off strangers.
Yeah.
Never jerked off a stranger. Crazy.
No, man, you're a sellout. You've got to fucking commit to your art.
I know. I sing about it. I should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, the artists who sing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but never actually do sex, drugs, or rock and or roll.
I'm glad that you did that all rock and or roll part. That was good.
Yeah. No.
That really made it.
I thought, you know what?
This podcast has gone downhill substantially.
I was like, fucking go for it. Since you did that. You can do it. You can fucking do it. And then I did it, and I was like, oh, man. And then you started talking about it, and I was like, yes.
He's going to roast me for it.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You set yourself up to let people fucking pick on you, and then you act like the victim. You don't act like the victim, though. People just call me out on it, like Jolson. He'll be like, you're really mean to Mitch. I'm like, that's because he fucking deserves it. He's like, whoa. Can't be like that. I'm like, yes, I can. He's a fat cunt.
It's true. If I didn't like people making fun of me for being fat, I could lose weight.
Gotta move that out of the way.
Yep.
So, yeah. New segment for the pod.
All right.
It's, I don't know what it's called yet. We're still working on this show. It's a work in progress, if you can't tell.
How many episodes are we in now?
39.
39. I wonder when we're going to start getting listeners.
Yeah, I don't know. This part is like, what's that old meme? Or something like that. Like, who's that Pokemon? Right. But, like, what's that old meme?
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. We just bring back, like, an ancient meme.
Yeah, for the kids.
From back in the day. Like, stop Bart, I am piss. You know what that meme is?
No.
Oh, okay. It's like Simpsons Rule 34 porn. Back in the day.
Of course it
stop
is.
Stop Bart, I'm piss. And, yeah. Like, Lisa's pissing and Bart's trying to fuck her. That's pretty good.
This is like back when memes used to be on 4chan.
Yeah.
Before people moved them out into like normal.
The general mainstream. Yeah. I was so pissed off when I was young when that happened. I didn't know memes were going to be like this fucking huge thing that every normie shit cunt fucking knew about.
Yeah.
I had this cringy fucking folder. Like you know how you're in high school or you didn't go to fucking year 12. But in the later years, you got a lot of books, so you fucking buy a binder and then everyone puts all their cool shit on their binder. Yeah. Like, what do I like? Oh, fucking Billabong. Fucking
yeah, you had memes?
Draw a sneaky Billy there. Yeah, I had like fucking, dank memes.
Yeah.
All over my folder. Yeah. It's the cringiest shit ever.
Yeah.
If I could go back in time and slap myself, I would. It's fucking awful.
I try and go back in time and slap myself.
No, mine were like really edgy memes. Yeah. So it was like World of Warcraft, but it was like the one where it's like the needle and like the heroin.
I
was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking so edgy.
Yeah.
Sick.
There's so many things. Slap. Yeah. There's so many things I wish I could go back in time and slap myself about, but I'm pretty sure like past me could kick the shit out of current me. I'd like slap myself. Yeah,
he's like, no, it's sick. Yeah, it's fucking sick. You don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, dude. It's I wanted seriously
to do a movie on that, like a short film of like you go back in time to like do something to yourself and like you end up murdering yourself or something.
Oh, because you're so frustrated.
Yeah, but like no, but like. The other version of yourself like murders you and you don't know why this conflict ever happened, but it's like a past life. It's like karma.
Yeah.
Like some bullshit. Where it's like just fucking weird shit happens sometimes. Like, why did that person die? Like, because it was you coming back to fix yourself.
Oh, yeah. And you end up, yeah, leading yourself into your own death.
Yeah.
That's fucking deep, man.
That'd be crazy, dude.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get super baked and never film anything.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking good. Yeah. The other meme I had was shitting dick nipples.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
We'll Google it.
Yeah, I will.
Shitting dick nipples.
Tyler's going to bring it up. Or are you going to bring it up in post?
No, I can't be bothered. If you're listening and you want to know, just look it up. Let's look.
This is a terrible segment idea. Yeah. We're going to bring up old memes, but not even... Like, memes are visual.
I can bring it up on there. I just haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Yeah, no, and we can't do it because the fucking table's too loud.
But
And no one's watching live, so we can add it in post.
Yeah, true.
But it's probably not good. Maybe it would have been good if you'd have prepared a little bit more. And I know how retarded that sounds coming from me.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just do everything, man. You just sit your fat lump down on that fucking couch, and I'll do all the work.
Please.
Have you updated the Spotify?
Have you paid Tyler my part of
the Yeah, fucking... I did, actually.
Thank you.
I've been doing so for the past year.
I know. I'm pretty sure Tanya talked about it. I'm not even paying you back. Tanya's paying you back on my behalf.
For fuck's sake.
That's our fucking...
She can just suck my dick. We'll call it even.
That's all right then. Cool. Fuck it. You're in for a treat. She's pretty good at that.
Yeah, I heard you got your dick sucked the other morning.
That was great.
Yeah.
No, not the morning, man. You don't want no morning dick. I'm like real self-conscious about that. Like, I'm like, I'll go have a shower first.
I'm going to wake up all cheesy.
She doesn't want no fucking smells down there. Look at me, I'm a fat fuck. I'm like, I want my dick and nutsack to be fucking clean enough to eat off for the 3 minutes that it takes me to come.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to this mess that it is.
Not going to bother shaving it, though. Fuck that.
Nah, fuck that. Get some floss out of it.
Free floss.
Free floss, mate.
I keep my shit trimmed.
Yeah, that's because you got self-respect.
Yeah, that makes your dick look bigger.
I don't think there's any helping me. It's as good as it's going to get.
Have you tried jelking?
No. What's that?
Oh, it's like some sort of fucking Indian method where you like squeeze it and pull it. And like lengthen your dick. Apparently, after like 1 to 2 years, you can see results.
I don't think I'll ever be able to do something with the kind of consistency to wait.
I'm not that dedicated to anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just become super addicted to it. It's my craft. I take it seriously.
I start a fucking Reddit.
There is a Reddit.
I'm sure.
I found
is.
It.
Yeah, of course you did.
Everyone's super supportive.
Yeah, of course they are.
Like, look at this shit. They're all talking about fucking hanging weights off their knob and shit.
Fucking idiots.
They're
it's
like,
not worth it.
Sometimes you will damage it and it's hard to maintain an erection, but that goes away in like a week or so after it heals, and then you get stronger erections. Like, yeah, okay.
I'll take your word for it, bro.
Still not doing it. Fine with my dick.
That's
don't need to be hanging weights off of it.
Well, there was a guy who had the world record for the largest penis.
Yeah.
And turns out he was just stretching his foreskin. So
No, that dude had a fucking anaconda on him. I've seen that.
Nah. It was big, but like a lot of it was foreskin as well.
This dude had a thing the size of like my arm. Hanging off of him.
Nah, because I remember reading, because I was like...
Nah, dude, I'll show you pictures of this dude.
We're probably talking about different people.
He's got a fucking snake.
It came out like last year. He had the biggest dick in the world. It was a world record. But then
I thought the guy with the biggest dick in the world got caught going through like fucking TSA, and they thought he had something in his pants.
Maybe.
I remember that story.
Maybe.
But I think his was like legit dick. It wasn't like stretched.
Yeah, nah, this guy was like, he put a photo online.
Yeah.
And the dude with the last, like the guy who got beat, he was like, nah, that's not all real dick, eh? there's a lot of foreskin in that. But you look at it and it's
like... You got to defend your title, man.
Well, it's like crusty. You don't know how he pisses through it. It's fucked. Like, it's awful.
I'm just picturing like, just like this fucking like sleeve, like just hanging, like stretched out.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. Yeah, it's fucked.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. Just go get a circumcision.
Mm.
Do you remember back in high school? Oh, you might not have been there. We were around at fucking Blake's place. We were all watching porn. He had a porn video.
Mm.
And there was this big black dude with a mumba cock. And
he smacks it on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, what do you got there for me?
And he's
like,
dude.
Big black dick. Yeah.
Fucking slaps it on the table. Yeah, I remember that. What was that dude's name?
Fucking, I don't know.
Oh, it was like Mandingo.
Was it actually Mandingo?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just thought that was a general term for black dudes with big dicks in the industry.
Named after the guy himself.
Yeah, okay.
He coined the term.
Yeah.
If you were going to coin a term. I mean, it wouldn't be no Mandingo.
No, it wouldn't. Dick clit, maybe?
Yeah. I've seen chicks with bigger clits than your dick.
I have too, yeah.
It's crazy.
China.
You reckon it's gay if you get fucked by a chick with a giant clit?
No. No. Because it'd be gay if you got, like, fucked with a chick with a strap on. And that's not gay either.
That's not gay. At all.
That's just a good time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, let's end on that. That's just a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a good time. It's a good little statement for your mum when she's listening.
Enjoy, mum.
All right. See you.
Yeah, bye, mum.